Hi, this is Anita at T235 and The Personal Closet, your place for Christian support and encouragement for women. I receive a lot of questions about prayer and answered prayer, so I thought I would take a few moments to share with you a few quick sessions about prayer and how to use prayer in your life to make a difference. This series is called The Acts of Prayer, ACTS, The Acts of Prayer. I would like to start by reminding you that when you pray, remember you are praying to an omnipotent God. As believers, we should never miss a day of talking with God. So when you pray, don't forget, He's listening, He's there, He's hearing every single thing that you say to Him. In this session, we are going to highlight praying for yourself, which is something we often forget to do. Psalm 81 and 10 says, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. When you pray, you allow God to hear and provide through your faith and dependency on Him. In other words, you can never ask too much from God. Now consider Jabez as he petitioned God. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, 9 through 10, Jabez prayed a prosperity prayer for himself. You can do the same for the purpose of wholesome living and uplifting God. So I encourage you to pray for yourself. Intercessory prayer is wonderful, and we should never omit praying for others. Intercessory prayer can also be tiring and bring weight upon you. So take time to talk to God about your needs and your desires. As the weather gets warmer, try following these steps to enjoy time with God. First, read one or more scriptures whenever you feel like it, in the morning, in the afternoon, and then next, take a walk, maybe in the backyard or around the corner. Then, just talk to God. Thank Him for the beautiful day. Tell Him how thankful you are for the beauty around you. Tell Him how great He is. After that, ask Him for what you want or what you need. Open your mouth and your heart to Him. When you return home, take a moment to delight in His presence. Now you are ready to seize the day. Thank you for joining us in the first installment of the Acts of Prayer. I pray that it helped you. In the next installment, I will introduce you to the four parts of renewed prayer. Until then, don't forget to pray for yourself, enjoy your day, and have faith. For further information on this, check out my blog at www.thepersonalcloset.com. And if you're in need of a prayer house or a church home, visit us at New St. Luke Missionary Baptist Church, Royal Street, Jackson, Tennessee. God bless and have a good day.